Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Mario Ritter Jr. This program is designed for English learners, so we speak a little slower and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English.
On today's program, Mario and I bring you stories, along with Brian Lynn, who has this week's technology report. We close the show with the lesson of the day from our VOA Learning English teachers, Jill Robbins and Andrew Smith. But first, this report. The United States said on Wednesday that it had seen evidence of North Korean troops in Russia. And South Korean intelligence officials told lawmakers that about 3,000 soldiers had been sent to support Russia's war against Ukraine. Speaking in Rome, Italy, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said, "There is evidence that there are DPRK troops in Russia." DPRK is short for the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, North Korea's official name. Austin said it would be very, very serious if the North Koreans were preparing to fight alongside Russia in Ukraine, as Ukraine's government has claimed. However, the defense chief added that it remained to be seen what the North Korean soldiers are doing in Russia. South Korean intelligence first reported that the Russian Navy had taken 1,500 North Korean special warfare troops to Russia last week. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his government had intelligence information saying that 10,000 North Korean soldiers are preparing to join the invading Russian forces. South Korean lawmakers then said that intelligence chief Cho Tae-yong told them another 1,500 had entered Russia, with thousands more expected to follow. Park Soon-won, a member of a Parliamentary Intelligence Committee, said after the briefing that troops seem to have gone to several training centers in Russia. "They are adapting to the local environment," Park added. South Korean intelligence officials also said that North Korea had sent more than 13,000 containers of artillery, missiles, and other weapons to Russia since August 2023. The Ukraine conflict broke out when Russia invaded the country in February 2022. The war has largely been fought along the front lines in eastern Ukraine, with huge numbers of casualties on both sides. Austin said the North Korean deployment could be additional evidence that the Russian military was having problems with manpower. In the past, Russia has dismissed South Korea's claims about the North's troop deployment, calling it fake news. And a North Korean representative to the United Nations in New York called the claims groundless rumors at a meeting on Monday. Both countries have also denied weapons transfers. But the two countries have agreed to increase military ties. And they signed a mutual defense treaty at a meeting in June. Lee Sung-kwen, another South Korean lawmaker, said intelligence officials confirmed that Russia had recruited a large number of interpreters for the North Korean soldiers. The Russians are also training the North Korean soldiers in the use of modern military weapons, such as drones. North Korea has 1.2 million troops, one of the largest standing armies in the world. But it has not fought in large conflicts since the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. Many experts question how much North Korean troops would help Russia, noting a shortage of battle experience. They say North Korea wants to get Russian economic support and wants its help to modernize the North's weapons systems. On Tuesday, South Korea's presidential office urged an immediate withdrawal of the North's troops from Russia. South Korean officials warned that it may consider supplying lethal weapons to Ukraine if military ties between Russia and North Korea went too far. I'm Ashley Thompson.
While emotional goodbyes are common at airports, one airport in New Zealand is not having any of it. Travelers at New Zealand's Dunedin Airport have a new 3-minute limit to say goodbye at the airport's drop-off area. The goal is to prevent traffic jams at the travel center. A sign warns, "Max hug time, 3 minutes. Anything longer, and people should go to the parking lot instead." The limit was put in place in September to keep things moving smoothly, Airport Chief Dan DeBono told the Associated Press. It was the airport's way of reminding people that the area was for quick farewells only. The sign, however, has caused a big reaction on social media, DeBono said. "We were accused of breaching basic human rights, and how dare we limit how long someone can have a hug for," he said. But others welcome the change. The signs were meant as a different answer to the problem. In Britain, airports warn of seizing vehicles with wheel clamps or fines for drivers parked in drop-off areas. Some British airports have fees for all drop-offs, no matter how long. DeBono said 3 minutes was enough time to pull up, say farewell to your loved ones, and move on. The time limit is really a nicer way of saying, you know, get on with it, he added. DeBono added that a 20-second hug is long enough to release the hormone oxytocin, which is linked to feelings of well-being, among other things. Anything longer is just really awkward, said the chief, noting that there are no hug police. However, visitors might be asked to move long hugs to the parking lot, where they can stop at no cost for up to 15 minutes. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.
The Caribbean island of Anguilla is getting an economic lift from companies registering internet addresses through the British territory. The companies are seeking to show they are involved in the artificial intelligence AI industry. One way to do this is to secure an internet address that ends in .ai. Anguilla owns the right to issue the .ai domain ending to organizations. It gained that right in the 1990s, based on the territory's name. Other nations and territories have similar control over domain registrations with letters with links to their name. For Anguilla, the popular rise of AI has permitted the territory to make a lot of money from new registrations ending in .ai. Some examples from the technology world include Google, which uses Google.ai for its AI offerings. The chief of social media service X, Elon Musk, chose to register X.ai as the homepage for X's Grok AI tool. And AI search engine Perplexity uses Perplexity.ai. In Anguilla, earnings from web domain registration increased by 4 times last year to $32 million as the rise in AI systems increased sharply. The earnings now account for about 20% of the total amount the government brings in. Before the increased interest in AI, the amount remained at about 5%. Anguilla's government, which uses the gov.ai domain, collects money each time an .ai web address is re-registered. It also gets paid when new addresses are registered and expired ones are sold off to new buyers. Some registrations have brought in tens of thousands of dollars. Anguilla is 91 square kilometers and has a population of about 16,000. Its ocean areas and natural offerings bring in foreign visitors. But the island has faced economic difficulties since the COVID-19 pandemic, and it can be hit by powerful storms. Anguilla does not have its own AI industry, but the territory's premier, Ellis Webster, hopes that will one day change. He told the Associated Press it was just luck that Anguilla was assigned the .ai domain. It could also have gone to nearby Antigua, which has the same letters in its name. Webster said the money from domain registrations eases pressure on government finances and helps support several important projects. But, he said, the territory must be careful not to completely depend on it. "You can't predict how long this is going to last," Webster told the AP. "So I don't want to have our economy and our country and all our programs just based on this." To help keep up with the explosive growth in .ai registrations, Anguilla signed a deal with a U.S.-based company, Identity Digital, to manage the process. The company has said it plans to add all .ai domain services to its systems by the start of next year. There are currently more than 533,000 .ai web domains, an increase of more than 10 times since 2018. Webster predicts domain-related earnings will keep rising, possibly even doubling this year from last year's $32 million. He noted the money can finance the expansion of the territory's airport, provide free medical care for older citizens, and complete a technology job training center for high school students. The income also provides budget support for other projects the government plans to launch, Webster said. One of those is a national development program that includes money for hurricane recovery efforts. I'm Brian Lynn.
Now, Brian Lynn joins me to talk more about his technology report. Thank you for being here, Brian.
Sure, Ashley. Thank you for having me.
This week, you looked at how one Caribbean country, Anguilla, is earning a lot of money by selling the right to use the .ai domain registration. We learned that many AI-related companies are using this domain ending to promote their businesses. What are some other popular domain registrations right now?
So, yes, this really is an interesting question and one I did some research on while writing this report. And as was mentioned, the sharp rise in the popularity of AI is driving the registrations in Anguilla, which increased greatly over the past year. But there are other domain extensions that are also very popular. Not surprisingly, .com remains the number one choice overall, and that one is closely followed by .net and .org. And some of the newer ones also include .io, which is linked to a group of islands controlled by Britain, as well as .gg, which belongs to a British Crown territory called Guernsey.
And how many of these domain extensions are linked to countries?
So one thing to know about how these domains were assigned is that generally the extensions with two letters, such as the ones mentioned earlier, like .ai, .io, and .gg, were assigned to nations. This happened way back in the 1990s. And there are obviously a lot of these, and some have become very popular, as discussed. But others, not linked to nations, exist with certain uses or industries in mind. These include the extensions .gov, .info, .site, .biz, and so on.
Okay. Thanks again for being here, Brian, and thank you for that interesting report.
You're welcome. Thank you, Ashley.
VOA Learning English has launched a new program for children. It is called Let's Learn English with Anna. The new course aims to teach children American English through asking and answering questions and experiencing fun situations. For more information, visit our website, learningenglish.voanews.com.
My name is Jill Robbins.
And I'm Andrew Smith.
You're listening to the lesson of the day on the Learning English podcast. Welcome to the part of the show where we help you do more with our series, Let's Learn English. This series shows Anna Mateo in her work and life in Washington, D.C.
In lesson 41 of the Let's Learn English series, Anna is going to receive a review of her work from her boss, Ms. Weaver. A work review often lets an employee know what they are doing well and what they could improve.
That means Ms. Weaver will give Anna some feedback. Andrew, I think feedback is an important word to know, especially as it relates to work or job performance.
I agree. And you can get feedback about almost any kind of thing you are working on. For example, if you write a paper for school, or if you write a song or draw a picture, another person can tell you what they think about your paper, song, or picture. When we give someone feedback, we usually point out what we think they have done well and some things we think they could change to make it better.
At the end of today's lesson, we're going to ask you to write us and tell us about advice or feedback you have received. And we'll also invite you to give advice about ways people can improve their English. But first, let's see what Ms. Weaver tells Anna.
Anna, hello.
Hello.
Sit down. As you know, at the start of a new year, we have a work review.
Yes, it's time for mine.
Yes. Anna, this chart shows the audience of the time-traveling treehouse. If you look at it, you will see something bad. Your audience is going down, down, down.
Ms. Weaver, I think the chart is upside down. Here, let's flip that around. Now it's right side up.
If you look at this chart, you will see something good. Your audience is big.
Good.
But not big enough.
Not good.
I want to see these numbers go up and up and up.
It sounds like Ms. Weaver is very ambitious. That's spelled A-M-B-I-T-I-O-U-S. Ambitious means she has a strong desire to do more and see more improvement.
Yes, even after Anna flipped the chart around, Ms. Weaver said the audience numbers needed to increase more.
And let's talk about this word, flip. We can flip things around in a physical sense, but we also talk about flipping ideas around.
When you flip an idea around, that means you try to think about things in a different way or an opposite way.
Right. For example, many people might think that living in a big house would be better than living in a small house. But we can flip this idea around and say that living in a small house would be better because a small house costs less and there is less work to do to keep it clean, and perhaps for some other reasons.
We flip something over, like a piece of paper, or like flipping an egg over to cook it on both sides. And when we flip something around, that means we rotate or turn it the way Anna turned her chart.
And if something is upside down, we turn it to make it right side up.
And here's where we have another expression. We can talk about the world being turned upside down.
If your world has been turned upside down, that means there have been some very big changes in your life. And when we talk about the kind of changes that turn your world upside down, we usually refer to changes that are unexpected, unwanted, or difficult to deal with.
Now, let's return to Anna's work review. Ms. Weaver told Anna,
if you look at it, you will see something bad.
Ms. Weaver is saying something she is sure about. So, she uses the modal will before the verb see. But notice that the clause, you will see something bad, depends on something else happening first. It depends on a certain condition.
And that condition is expressed by the if clause.
If you look at it.
In this example, the verb in the if clause is in the simple present tense. We call the combination of an if clause in the simple present, followed by another clause with the modal will, the future real conditional.
A future real conditional just means if something happens, then something else will really happen in the future. Like in this example.
If we stay up all night, we will be tired the next day.
I'm Jill Robbins, and you're listening to the Lesson of the Day on the Learning English Podcast. You can find more examples and ways to practice the future real conditional by going to our website at learningenglish.voanews.com and downloading the lesson plan that comes with Lesson 41 of Let's Learn English.
We can use the real future conditional to give advice. For example, Jill can give people learning English advice like this.
If you learn more vocabulary, you will understand more English. And if you use a new word several times, you will be more likely to remember it.
Okay, listeners, now it's your turn. What advice can you give to help people learn English? Send us your answers using the future real conditional at learningenglish@voanews.com. And as Dr. Jill said earlier in today's lesson of the day, we'd also like you to tell us about a time that you received feedback. And be sure to tell us how the feedback was or was not helpful to you. Write to us at learningenglish@voanews.com.
Okay, before we go, we should check back on Anna's work review. Listen carefully. What does Anna notice about the posters that Ms. Weaver shows Anna?
I want to see these numbers go up and up and up.
How, Ms. Weaver?
I have something. Idea posters.
Idea posters.
You really ought to think seriously about them. I like this one. Read it, please.
If at first you succeed, you will be a success. Well, it's a cute cat.
Here's another one. I like it.
Working hard looks hard because it really is hard. I see. It's another cute cat.
This is my favorite.
Oh, teamwork works best with a team. A team of cats? Look at all those cats!
So, Anna, do you understand what I want?
Yes, Ms. Weaver, I understand.
Do you think Anna really understands what Ms. Weaver wants? What animal did Anna notice? And what do you think Anna will do next?
You can bet it's going to be silly. To find out, go to learningenglish@voanews.com and watch Lesson 41 of Let's Learn English. And remember that you can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Thanks for listening to the Lesson of the Day on the Learning English Podcast. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Andrew Smith.
And that's our program for today. Join us again tomorrow to keep learning English through stories from around the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.